Now I've got it patched into the Audient Black EQ just to see, you know, how good this thing will handle EQ. So EQ's out. Oh gosh, I got a loose screw here. All right, EQ's out. EQ's in right now, and let me just kind of get it on zero. Yeah, you hear slightly difference. Oh, I got a couple buttons pushed. All right, so this is just the EQ in. It's got a couple extra things to it, like it's got a tilt button, which just kind of, like this is the tilt button. It kind of cuts the highs, boosts the lows, and this is the middle section, and then this is the tilt to the treble. So it's cutting in the lows and boosting the highs. So that's that. Let's just do that with music, because you can only hear a certain amount on the voice. So this is a tilt, EQ in, tilt normal. That was, and then here's tilt bass. That could be just a real easy way to tame a trebly guitar. Actually, it doesn't sound bad. And this is the normal one again. If you'd ever want to do this, but on this guitar, you could boost the treble even more. Yeah, I was strumming it. I was strumming that with my fingernail. So here's with the pick, because maybe. All right, that was tilt with the brightness mode, which for this mic you probably don't want, but. It's basically showing what it can do. So now I've got a couple other buttons that this probably will mean nothing to you, but this one's called overtone. And then this one here is called glow. I've got them both in right now. I think it sounds pretty cool. I'm going to hit him out just because I think no other little EQ unit has these buttons, so it's probably not going to make any sense to anybody. But so everything's on zero now. All right, so I'm going to hit the presence button. This is the presence. It's kind of a... I forget what it is. I should really tell you. It's 3K, I think, but I don't know. Oh yeah, here it is. It's switchable between 3 and 5K. No, sorry. Yeah, it was switchable between 3K and 1.5K. So here's the 3K presence added. And then here's presence taken away 3 dB. Remember, the idea here is just to see how much you can muck with the sound. That's presence 3 dB. And still get an... I'm kind of talking in between myself. So it's just to see what you can do to the sound. So to me, this is kind of a bright-ish sounding capsule. So what I'm going to do is boost the lows. I'm gonna see what happens. I can hear it. I actually hear it more in my voice. The mic is actually pointed right at my voice, not so much at the guitar. Some saying it sounds, it's a little too trebly sounding for me. So I'm gonna try to cut the highs a little bit and see what it does. So I've got, I think this is 8K. I'm gonna cut them a couple dBs. See what that sounds like. It's still a little woolly. I'm going to put the lows back to zero. So this is just high filter, high frequencies down 3B at 8K. Anyway, this is them up 3B at 8K. 3 dB. Ooh, that's troubling. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever want to do that. And then I've got this button called air. So here's 3 dB of air. Thank you. don't think you really need that much air. So I'm taking away 3 dB of air. I think it's something like over 10K. I don't know what it is. I'm going back to zero on the air. And what else do we not play with? All right. This is the low mids. So this has got a parametric low mid. So here's 3 dB boost at 750. That sounds kind of bad. I'm just kind of sweeping from, looks like it's 1K, 1.5K to 125. So that's a 3B boost. And then here's a 3 dB cut, the same sweep. This 1.5. Going back to zero. So, I mean, what I'm hearing on this thing is that, you know, it's handling EQ pretty good, I think. And, of course, if I wanted to get the sound that I like these glow and overtone buttons. And this is just what I would do just for, I mean, I like it. I mean, you just have one guitar. That's really no EQ. It's just got some HMX glow and overtone in it. All right. Thanks for listening.